This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Governor Polis has signed a new law to make it clearer when artificial intelligence is used in election campaigns. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The law would require political campaigns to disclose when they've used artificial intelligence in their materials. It comes as the campaigns and voters adapt to technologies that can create realistic videos, audio, and images of events that didn't actually happen. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said AI can be used to create false content of candidates or elected officials saying or doing things they did not say or did not do. Under the law, any electoral content created using artificial intelligence would require a disclaimer. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Three Colorado natives are set to play in front of the home crowd as part of the U.S. women's national soccer team this weekend. The squad opened training camp in Boulder Tuesday to prepare for the Paris Olympics. Highlands Ranch's Mallory Swanson says it's super special to play in front of family and friends.
I think Colorado always brings a great crowd, and there's three of us from here that we've grown up playing here, and so hopefully we can keep inspiring the young girls here in the community to achieve their goals.
Captain Lindsay Horan and Sophia Smith are the other Coloradans vying for spots on the Olympic roster. Team USA will finalize their roster in late June. They play South Korea at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City on Saturday. This is CPR News and KRCC. The rest of the week along the Front Range looks to have sunny days with possible thunderstorms in the afternoons and evenings. It's 2:06.